Good morning, Yvette. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Greg. Morning, listeners. How are you going?
Yeah, look, it's great to be able to have a yarn with you. You've got a production underway called Dare to Dream. Tell us a little bit how it all got started.
Yeah, so our Dare to Dream program is a First Nations outreach theatre program where we create a new work written by a black fella, telling blackfella stories, full cast and crew, a mob, and then we send it out to regional and remote communities where we embed into the community for a week. We work with the school for 4 days and help the kids create their own show. We also perform 2 shows of our production, one for the school and one for the entire community. So Dare to Dream got started in 2016, and some of you might be familiar with the work called Proper Solid by Stephen Oliver. That was the very first show.
You're making me laugh just saying it. Yeah.
Do you remember that show? Real comical too, but basically our stories are about aspiration and inspiration. So it's telling positive stories about mob for mob. So that story was about, Australia's first Aboriginal president in the future. So that was a fun one. The second show was Bukal, which is the Aunty Henrietta Four-Mile story, who, as you know, was the first Aboriginal person to ever work for the United Nations. And she's still here doing great work in Cairns. She lives in Yarrabah. This third story that we've sent out that's on tour right now is called The Longest Minute, and it's about a young girl who's obsessed with the Cowboys and she wants to be an NRL player. And it's got all the things, it's got the Murray humour, the drama, the family dynamics and all that kind of stuff too. So, the community have been loving it so far.
Yeah, look, for a production company to go into some of these remote communities, logistically, that's quite a job.
Oh, Greg, it's massive. So my role is creative producer at Jute Theatre Company. So Jute Theatre Company is central to North Queensland's only professional theatre company, and they've been in operation for 27 years. So they saw a real gap in mob being able to tell their stories quite some years ago, which is where Dare to Dream grew out of. Logistically, it's really full on, so sometimes myself and our stage manager, PJ Roses, we just literally fly out to communities and talk with them directly. We call them pre-engagement trips because sometimes it's hard to get mob on the phone, or especially if they haven't heard of the program before too. So, I'm a Wangi woman from Cloncurry, and PJ is a Yidinji man from Atherton, Tablelands.
Yeah.
So, it's really deadly for us to come out and connect with the community and give them a bit more understanding about how deadly this program is and what it can bring to the community as well. So, we take months and months of planning of this stuff.
Do you find that while you're giving and people are actually receiving what you do and enjoying it, obviously, do you find at times it's also working the other way around, that you're actually receiving?
100%. You've hit the nail on the head. And I think the thing about us sending a full First Nations cast and crew is that the experience is also transformative for our team as individuals and collectively as a group as well. The give back that we receive is monumental, because we also get to see firsthand the change and shift and development, unpacking that concept of shame with the community, and we get to join in the celebration of what that looks like by the end of the week as well. So it's a real privilege, especially we've got a lot of famous talent and actors that work in film and TV and stage around the country, and then we've got some very well-known talent that really want to give back and they want to immerse in community. And like I said, it's a real privilege for us to be accepted and embraced into the communities and go on this journey with mob. So we're very, very lucky.
Maybe just somewhere, in your journey, you're going to find somebody that's going to grow up and learn the trade, become like David Gopalol, for instance.
Exactly.
But I want to take it one step further, and this person, you know, you were talking about the president from Proper Solid, looking into the future, and take this idea one step further, and have this person not just play Indigenous roles, but mainstream big Hollywood roles.
Absolutely, 100%. And that is a part of, you know, at the moment, our crew with the Longest Minute, they're not only playing Indigenous roles, but they play non-Indigenous roles in this show as well. And look, it all starts with a seed. And all of the cast and crew as well, they've all had an aha moment where they saw something when they were nine. You know, and that inspired them, and that has completely changed their journey, the course of their journey and their trajectory. And now they're professional, active in a competitive industry, and they're doing amazing things, you know. But yes, in terms of aspirations, absolutely, like from the community to state stage to national to international opportunities. Yeah.
And on top of that, it can be said that for Indigenous people, somehow just know how to act anyway.
Oh, look, I reckon, as we all know, it's in our DNA. We're all natural-born performers. That it goes back, to the beginning of time with our culture, how we told stories, how we passed on knowledge and information. It was always through song and dance and storytelling, and you know, like I said, it's in our DNA, and it's just about having the courage to give it a go, and see what that does for your spirit, see what that does for you as a person, because there's a lot of natural ability out there. It's just more having the courage to give it a go, and that's our crew are very good at encouraging that space and empowering mobs to do that, because they themselves have gone on that same journey. So they understand what it feels like to be a little bit more, you know, nervous about putting yourself out there. So,
Yvette, you're a creative producer, but I imagine at some point in time at school or somewhere along the line, you actually got up and did a performance of some sort. Take us a little bit into your world and how it started for you.
For me, it started when I was actually quite little. So my nephew is Stephen Oliver, and I remember one Easter, I must have been 7 years old, and going over to the family's house and that kind of stuff, and they put on a little performance showcase, and he did Michael Jackson, and my jaw just hit the floor, and I was quite shy back then, and in my head, like my eyes were popping out of my head, and I just thought, one day I want to do that. And then when I later in life, you know, go on to high school. The drama teacher at the high school that I went to in Brisbane, Redbank Plains High, her name is Karen Crone, and she's actually now the head of drama at Creative Industries at CQU in Cairns. But anyway, she sent me for my very first audition, professional audition, when I was 15 years old for Wesley Enoch for a play called The Dreamers by Jack Davis. I'd never acted before in my life, but I was a really deadly dancer, and I had a big personality then. And she called me into the office one day, and I thought I was going to get in trouble as usual. but then she sits me down and says, you know, I think that you would be fantastic, like doing some acting. So she sent me for that audition, and I beat 15 professional actors to get that role. So I made my acting debut under the direction of Wesley Enoch for the Brisbane Festival in 1996 in Jack Davis, The Dreamers, once you get bitten by the bug, once you've done your first main stage production, it's just, you know, there's nothing as exhilarating and exciting as that. And it was a full black ensemble, and, you know, so that kind of pushed me on a pathway of performing arts.
Yeah. Jack Davis, the famous poet, is that right?
Yeah, the famous poet and playwright from Western Australia.
The name rings a bell there, and it's great to know that some of the people that have gone before, that their work is still living on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all of those plays from back in the day, The Cherry Pickers, Brand New Day, I mean, those are the kind of works that paved the way for our mob, you know. That is... our pioneers. That is the legacy that, you know, has enabled a lot of us to do what we do today. So, you know, I'm really grateful for those strong, rich, creative senior practitioners and mob, you know. It's really inspiring. And they really are stories of success. Like, they are our national heroes in the arts sector. And, you know, that's really fantastic to have people to look up to.
Look, I do believe that this show's on the road from the 15th of July, so it's up and running officially, going through to the 22nd of September. So it's a pretty mean gig.
Hey, it's a long gig, but it's fruitful, it's deadly, it's empowering, it's amazing. So the guys are actually in Bemigo at the moment. Then they go to Mapoon, Weepa. Then they do Yarraba, Mossman and Ravenstow. Then they're going to go out west and do Mount Isa, Doomadgee and Cloncurry, where I'm from, Cloncurry.
Yeah.
So I love that we've covered such a vast landscape in this tour. So, yeah, so that's really, really exciting. So half the places we've been to before and half of them we haven't. So that's exciting as well to make those new connections.
Yvette, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Also, thank you for daring to dream and sharing that with others along the way.
Oh, deadly. Thank you so much, Greg. And just to all the mob that's listening, please come and see the community shows. It's free. Most places will be putting on a free barbecue as well. It's such a deadly, entertaining story. Like, you won't regret coming. So we really hope to see your faces there.
Thanks, Yvette.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Have a good day.